Thank you for calling OMAX Health. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
My name is Viola Bacon, B-A-C-O-N, and I'm one of your rather long-time customers, I guess, and I've just received a delivery, and all is well. The only thing is I think I'm getting my deliveries too often. I have a new delivery of, it should be three, I haven't opened it yet, but it's usually three boxes of three different, I can't think of the word. Anyhow, do you need a number, an account number or something to double check what we're talking about?
Account, let me see here. Provide me with your, provide me with your zip code.
92653, Laguna Hills, California. No, 592653. And it's under my initials, VR Bacon.
Second here. What's your first and last name? We said Bacon. Last name was Bacon.
Yeah, like bacon and eggs. B-A-C-O-N.
And
I go. My name is Viola. V-I-O-L-A. But I receive my orders under my initials, V-R.
V-R?
V for Victoria Vivian, but the name is Viola. But initial V, and my middle name is my Roberts, was my maiden name. So the initials are VR.
What's the email that you
use? I could give you an order number or a GLF or something. It shouldn't be that hard.
What's the email that you use, ma'am?
I don't use email. An order ID, would that do? Or a PIC number, would that do? I don't see the word account. I do see a GLF number, product code, yeah. Would that be it?
No, that wouldn't be it there.
Well, anyhow, why I'm calling is because instead of 2 months, I'm wondering if maybe we should go to 3 months.
Okay. And you said it's not under Viola Bacon. It's under
VR. Well, I don't know. It may be. I don't know how it exists in your computer. I just know, but
what is it coming
under
when you receive the package? What does it say?
It VR Bacon.
Is it V dot? Is it V dot R or
no.
Is it VR?
No dots. Interestingly enough, it's just capital V, capital R, space Bacon. B-A-C-O-N.
And you ordered it from OMAX Health, correct?
Right. Is this not OMAX headquarters, or are you doing business with several businesses, or what?
This is OMAX. I'm just trying to find your account.
They must have me somewhere because I'm getting billed for it regularly.
And you say you don't have an email. Is this the phone number that you have on your account?
I have an email. I just am not doing business with you people. My email is rbacon3557@cox.net. but I don't think I've ever done anything with you people on email.
What, like putting in your email on our account?
I don't really want to be in your email account.
Well, Steve, do you have like a, do you see an order number or anything like that?
Absolutely.
What do you have?
I thought I just gave it to you. Well, it says order info, order date, March 22nd of this year, and GLF, whatever that means, number, OM201-2050.
That's kind of too long there. Oh, you might be in our other system.
I have a PIC number, 11636. An order ID, 1251-13-176861-CTY026. Why doesn't the world just go back to using names? It would be so much simpler.
I don't see. Okay, provide me with your zip code.
92653-5884.
Okay, yes, in our old system. And verify your shipping address for me.
27142, five digits. 27142, West Ridge, one word, Lane, Laguna Hills, California.
Okay, I do see here it's for our Omex Ultra Pure, 2 box every 60 days. It does help out with inflammation. Okay, well, now, right now we have a new system because you're in our old system. That's why I couldn't find your name.
I see.
But I wouldn't be able to do anything and to this account unless you're trying to pay today. So what I mean by What I mean by that, you wouldn't receive your next product, actually. It's on the, it says it was on May the 21st.
Which is this one I just received.
Okay. So you get it every 2 months. I wouldn't be able to adjust anything unless you're trying like to pay today. So let's say you want to push a shipment back. I wouldn't be able to do that. If you're trying to push a shipment forward, you have to pay for that in our new system. I have to set you up in our new system. So what I can advise you, if you're trying to push back a product, you have too much, you said?
Yeah, I still have 2 of the 3 boxes from my last shipment, and now I'm receiving a new order of 3 boxes with 3 things in it. I should count them and all. I just wanted to call before it got too late, so I haven't counted numbers or got details. I thought it would be simpler than this. I could just cancel. I hate to lose these special ones, but maybe I'll just go to another fish oil. Is there another day, another person that can call and take care of this for me?
I'm sorry?
Is there another way to deal with this problem if you can't do it today? The new system versus the old system is confusing to me. I am 88 years old, and I do not do much on my computer. So the system thing kind of blows my mind. And a system is a system, and if it's a duplicate or improvement on the old system, I would think you can just print something else in instead of 2 months, put 2.5 months or 3 months.
Oh man, I wouldn't be able to do anything to adjust account unless you're like trying to, you know, get into our new system right now, unfortunately.
Okay, back to my original question. Is there anything else I can do at another time with someone else? Are you the only person in the office?
What do you mean by do it with someone? Any agent will provide you the same information because we have a new system.
And how is the new system different from the old system as far as ordering goes?
Because we have to move everything over there, it's just a new system, ma'am. I really don't know how to explain any further. It's just a new system. We have to put our information in if you're trying to order a product again.
So we have to wait until the old system is transferred to the new system? Are you still in the midst of doing that?
No, ma'am. It's just we can't adjust the old system unless you're ready. We can't adjust it. Since it's our old system, we moved everything to our new system, so we can't do any adjustment system for the old one. Only thing
so
we can do is cancel it
system.
Out for you.
We have a new system. Is my name in the new system yet?
No, ma'am.
Well, could you make a note when they transfer it to adjust dates of mailing dates?
You would have to place it. It would be like placing a new order, ma'am. Like, instead of getting your next product in the next 2 months, you have to place a new order. Well, if you want to get in our new system, you have to place, instead of, you have to cancel this one out and place a new order in our system.
Well, there you go. That's the answer. Just as of today, cancel this.
Okay. I'll cancel that for you.
Uh-huh. And then when I'm getting to the end of this, if I decide I want to stay with OMAX, I will call, and then I guess that'll put me in the new system.
Right. It's a place of new order.
All right. Now, does it show that I am paid up to date?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No. Hopefully, I won't receive any more of these until I'm ready for them, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.